Hey, everybody.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Connie must have been watching the Truman Show lately. All right, are you guys hearing us okay? Yes. Okay, good. Good. Nice to see all you guys here. Connie can't see because Connie's on the other end of this Messenger app. Connie, Marge is here, and Cheryl, and Ken, and Meg, and Christy. Hey, Christy. Yeah. So,
It's a nice crowd.
yeah, it's a nice crowd. They must not know we were on.
Whoops, whoop, oops.
Wrong speaker. Now they'll feel so guilty if they go, see, that they have to stay throughout.
We'll trap them in their guilt.
Yeah. That's what we're here for. All in jest, of course. So last week, Bonnie taught by herself. Well, not by herself. She had Holy Spirit with her.
If you'd listen to the class, you'd have the
I
Holy
told
Spirit.
her I was going to listen, and I didn't. So, but she finished up. My understanding is with NTI, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2. So we'll begin tonight on page 365 of NTI with NTI, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3. Okay. Cheryl, you're not saying something different than what I just said, are you? Just want to double check. Okay. But we'll begin with the prayer, and yeah, gratitude. Close my eyes, and I get gratitude. So I just want to say how grateful we are to be able to carry the truth, to hear the truth, to see the truth, and to the best of our ability to articulate the truth. So thank you, Father, for this opportunity to teach what we would learn. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, come on up here. Okay.
She's not talking to me, folks.
Well, if you would, I if you could, I would. I like that. All right. So, again, Connie did 1 Thessalonians chapters 1 and 2 last week, and I note that, and I'm sure she covered this thoroughly, but I did not get to listen to the reading. But I really liked. On page 364, it's clear that peace is gentle gratitude, and peace is love for all that is. And this is something that we've been spending a lot of time talking about. Just this, we call it allowance, but actually that kind of gives the wrong impression, because once you say allowance, it's as if you not allow it. And that's not really true. That's just resistance. That's just denial. And this chapter goes on to talk about that denial. It's denial or repression, right? If you're not allowing it. So it's just really talking about this thing about being with what is without the desire for it to be any different. And that is peace. So. Right, Connie Sue?
I had never heard that definition of peace before, but that's quite nice.
Right. So, NTI, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, lack of peace. Lack of peace in any measure is an opportunity to be healed. Which makes perfect sense given the definition we just got for peace, right? Yeah, the wanting something to be different that's all that needs to be healed. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like we talked about on this class a lot about the barometers that we can set up for us in our life. So if we have any feelings of fear, it can be a barometer that that's wrong thinking and to bring us back to our peace. If we have any feelings of doubt, it can be a barometer. Any of those fear-based feelings, if they're used properly, they can bring you back to the spiritual path.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is the opportunity to be healed.
Right. Right, there's only one thing going on here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. To look at the intrusion and to focus on it as a failure is to continue to hold on to the error. So to look at the lack of peace and to focus on it as a failure is to continue to hold on to the error. Regina calls it double dipping. Double dip in ego. Do not judge your own lack of peace. Rejoice that the Holy Spirit has brought you to another moment of healing. Yeah, which again is cool. It's the only, the only appropriate response is gratitude. Whether you're grateful because you're getting it or you're grateful because you can see that you're not, Yeah, gratitude is the only appropriate response.
Yeah, so everything is a barometer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, when your focus is on your healing. Let me change your mind about what you experience so you may use your experience to heal without delay.
Here comes a miracle.
Say it again.
I said, here comes a miracle.
What we're
change of the mind is the miracle.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that this is going to the heart of again this same idea about recognizing that experience is just experience and that it's neither good nor bad. So
yeah, and used in purpose, then if that's what your purpose is to heal, then everything is about your spiritual healing.
Right. Right. Let you it can let you see where you're still stuck, right?
Yeah. If I'm not at peace, as what's the first two chapters in this talked about was peace. So if I'm not at peace, then at the barometer of peace. And if I'm out at peace, then I'm at peace. So I'm on my spiritual path.
Right.
So now the Holy Spirit's going to set us up with the miracle because he's talking about showing us how to change our mind.
Let me change your mind about what you experience so you may use your experience to heal without delay. It is true that peace is cause for rejoicing and gratitude. It is through gratitude that peace is extended.
How cool is that?
Really cool. We wouldn't want to miss that line. It seems to just like be a transitional line, like he's on his way to saying something else. But let's not miss that line. It is through gratitude that peace is extended. How lovely. That's what this book needs is one more line in it, one more highlight in it. It's got it now. It is through gratitude that peace is extended. Rejoice in each moment that peace is known within your heart. Do not judge from whence the peace has come, or whether it is for the right or the wrong reason. celebrate its glory regardless of the reason and be glad. Well, okay, I'm through, folks. That's the that's all I needed to hear today. No, that's yeah. really good stuff. Go ahead, Connie.
No, it's just I mean, it's so right on that, you know, if I'm at peace, gosh, I don't have to reason where it came from. It can be like the what you were talking about in your Sunday sermon. Instead of causeless joy, it's just causeless peace. I'm at peace. Oh, I am so grateful to be at peace.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and you know that it particularly resonated with me because of what you and I took a minute and talked about before the program. If you don't mind, I'll talk about that for a minute.
I don't know.
Got a message last night that this house that's been on short sale on and off and on and off, that we got a full price offer. Full short sale price offer, which is fabulous, you know, so that amount's been pre-approved, so we should be good to go. So I was telling Connie that I was so happy about that that I actually wept because, you know, it's just been a long haul, and it's felt like at times it's felt like quite a burden. And I've worked with this situation in order to let go of the attachment to the character story and what happens to the character in the story and that sort of thing. So that when this joy came in, I'm like, okay, now what do I do with this? But I'm
You're trying to reason whether we're trying to figure out where it came from so if you could be happy about your joy and your peace or not.
Right.
And this is saying just be happy about it.
Just be happy. Grateful. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Which is certainly what Inner Wisdom said when I sat down and sat with it. But it was, it was interesting because for me it looked like the other side of that coin. You know, it's like, you know, if we're not going to be unhappy because of circumstances in the world, does it make sense to be happy because of circumstances in the world? You know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know. My greatest joy that I have experienced, and I realize it's just an experience, so maybe it's one step removed, but nevertheless, whether it be with inquiry or revelation, has always been a terrific feeling of release and relief, just like you were feeling. You were feeling possibility of a release and relief from not having that as a burden anymore. So I'm saying the same thing. That's in my spiritual experience. That's where my joy is coming from.
Yeah. Once you put the burden down, whatever it is.
Yes. Yeah. And once the burden's put down, to feel the relief and the release, the freedom. And that burden being gone.
Yeah.
Whether it's spiritual inquiry or whether it's coming to having the revelation that there is no world, there is no injustice. I'm just embellishing on your story. I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind. That's what we're here for.
Okay.
I think, to embellish each other's stories. Maybe that's not what we're here for. I mean, the opposite of that, you know. So, all right. So, this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, page 365 of NTI, verses 11 through 13. Peace is the guiding light. So, when you know peace, you know your guide. Be like children and celebrate your joy without judgment.
There you go.
Jacqueline Eckert. It does say that in there, right?
Pooka. It says
right? Pooka. Be like children and celebrate your joy without judgment. May you know gratitude without searching for judgment. May you know joy in the innocence of the moment which was given you in love by God.
How sweet.
Each moment of peace is a gift. Accept it as it is given, and you give a gift that has also been given to you. Again, there's that idea of, you know, back to the definition of peace that they gave us on the page before. Peace is gentle gratitude. Peace is love for all that is. So, again, each moment of peace is a gift. Accept it as it is given, and you give the gift that has also been given to you. So it's all about, you know, just really, truly not working at loving what is, but truly loving what is, because you don't need for it to be any different than it's showing up in the moment, period. Right? And just gratitude for every, yay, experience! just gratitude for every moment. Okay. I've been doing a lot of talking. I don't know how you got along without me last week.
I had a lot of pauses. If you listen to it, you're going to go, oh, come on, say it.
I don't think so. All right. NTI 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, bottom of page 365. Finally, I remind you that it is through peace that you know me, and you follow the path to remember yourself. Therefore, I ask you to practice peace more and more. The belief in sin does not come from action. The belief in sin seems manifest through action, but belief always comes from the mind. No one can experience the effects of the belief unless he first holds to the belief within his own mind. Therefore, I ask you to look in the mind in peace and trust, in order rid of a false belief. The belief in sin can also be called lack of peace, for it is this belief that causes the stab that interrupts your peace. Sin leads you to feel guilty or fearful, and lead you to believe that there are circumstances you must control for your own safety and happiness. Sin tells you that an outcome must go your way or you will surely suffer. In this way, sin is a complete disassociation from who you are. Sin is forgetfulness, and in your forgetfulness, you feel the loss of everything that you are.
So, to summarize,
yes,
sin is lack of peace, guilt, fear, need for control, need for a certain outcome, suffering, disassociation of who you are, forgetfulness, and denial of reality.
Okay, can I summarize your summary?
Sure.
Sin is the belief that you're the character.
Sure.
Yeah, because that's where you get caught up in that stuff, right? It's like, I need these certain outcomes in order to be safe. I'm afraid that I'm not going to get these outcomes. I'm afraid that whatever, whatever. I mean, fear only comes from that, right? It's the same things that we've talked about. If you are experiencing a lack of peace, it's because you believe you're the character. Because you believe that there are certain things that is good for the character and is bad for the character, because you believe that there are certain ways the character should act or shouldn't act, because you believe the character is one of many characters in a world of characters, right? I mean, it's all tied up in that. Right? So it's like we talked about on Sunday. So so what's the solution to lack of peace? The solution to lack of peace is not getting involved in the stories of the character. Not trying to predict how this is going to affect the character that you think you are. Realizing that what's going on with the character is none of your business. Realizing that what's going on with the character, what is going on with the character because of the wish that you previously made, which is to experience everything, life, yourself, everything, right? To experience something different than it actually is. So if embroiled in all that, you are going to be experiencing something different than what is. And that what's different than is the lack of peace. That's the experience you're going to have, because that's the experience you're asking for. But it's fascinating. I mean, I've got this paragraph, I can tell you, I got this paragraph like circled and underlined and notes, and I don't remember reading this before, this sin defined in quite this way before. So it's really, really, really cool to see it. The belief in sin can also be called lack of peace.
Yeah, the next sentence said all that.
Oh, it is? Sorry.
Quite succinctly.
A lot more succinct than I was.
I think it's maybe too succinctly. So it was great. Your definition was great. Go ahead.
Let's see where it is. To rest yourself from the belief in sin, you must return your mind to who you are. Therefore, I urge you to stay in tune with your peace. Whenever it is interrupted, know it is interrupted by the belief in sin. Know that sin is only forgetfulness. And seek to remember who you are with your brothers. Wow.
Yeah, so it says, to rest yourself from the belief in sin, you must return your mind to who you are. And forget who you're not, which is the personhood or the character.
Right.
Or the release of that.
Right.
Or the drive to do it because you think you're a character, and therefore your priority is being, you know, taking care of the character as the most important.
Right. Absolutely.
Aspect, which we know that. That's not the way of it either.
As you remember who you are, you remember that love is all there is. You may then rest in confidence and let the effects of sin pass through your mind in peace and without acceptance, because you have remembered that sin is not possible in a world where separation is not real. Well, that's the whole thing. And come on. I mean, it just is. Let the effects of sin pass through your mind in peace and without acceptance. You know, you just quit believing it. You just begin to go, that's script. I don't have to believe script anymore. That's the character's script. I don't have to continue to write the script for the character or with the character. And I don't have to do that because I recognize that it's not real. So it's not saying deny that you ever thought it in the first place, because that's not what spiritual students do. Right? It's saying just realize that it is a play, that it is a character, that it is a script, that there's no need for you to have any interest in it, but because what it seems to tell you about the world and about yourself is not true. so you can just let go of your interest in it. Right? And again, a page ago, it was contrasting the acceptance of peace with, or the experience of peace with this tendency to deny and repress. And I think it's a really, really key distinction. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, because a quiet life is a godly life in which you hold within your mind that the process of life is God. In this way, you hold to the awareness of love. As you hold to this awareness, you extend it to the brothers who are it, along with you.
I was with my sister Debbie today, bless her heart, she's working now, but she started working for me. So we went out to lunch. From lunch, we went to pick up my laundry. From laundry, we pick up the mail at the post office, and the mail at the post office. We rush back to work. Debbie just looked at me and she said, "You rush wherever you go, don't you?" Yeah, just speeding around.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, which seems to be quite the opposite of the process that the Holy Spirit's advocating here. Quiet life, other life. I'm just letting this be my barometer.
No, it's good. It's good. I'm appreciating what you're saying. I know as I read this, although I've got it like underlined like twice. There was a time when that when reading that pissed me off. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. Yeah, right. Yeah, a quiet life is a godly life in which you hold within your mind that the process of life is God. So really, it's talking about, you know, certainly the physical. Withdrawing physically can facilitate having a quiet life, but it's really talking about becoming contemplative, about there's your buzz. My calendar buzz. Okay. About withdrawing into your heart and out of your head, right? About withdrawing your interest in the character and the character's goings on, and by extension of that, the world, and returning it to the contemplation of your truth, right?
Yeah, I think when you're rushing around in life from one setting to another to get things done in a quick manner so that you can, you know, that rushing is not indicative of a contemplative manner. So that's why I was just contrasting it, because today I can see that Debbie's right, I rush wherever I go. I feel compelled to rush wherever I go during the nurse like that. But this is making me rethink that, maybe.
Good. Death is the effect of sin, but sin is not real. It is only in the mind that tells you that everything is as it is not. Okay, got to read it again. Death is the effect of sin, but sin is not real. It, sin, is only a belief in the mind that tells you that everything is as it is not. Sin is the denial of reality. If sin is the denial of reality, and reality is the process of life, then death must be merely the effect of denying what is.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Death must be merely the effect of denying what is. Of course, we die a little every day, especially if you live it like I did today, rushing in lack of contemplation or appreciation.
A long, slow, painful process, right? Connie just did her Harry Carey bit. It's interesting, though. I mean, it's like, wow, yeah, that's got to be right. Death would have to be the opposite of reality, because reality is life in the process of life.
Yeah, of course, death here is not talking about getting hit by a bus, but it's talking about day-to-day dying.
Maybe. It might also be talking about getting hit by a bus. Right?
Yeah, well, it might, but I'm just saying that most of us die daily.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Let's start back up at the top of that paragraph. If sin is the denial of reality, and reality is the process of life, then death must be merely the effect of denying what is. But if death, yeah, just like you said, I hear this dying slowly in that, yeah. But if death is the denial of what is, then death is the opposite of truth, which means it is untruth. Untruth is false. So death must be a mirage.
Or the illusion, right? The illusion of life.
Right? Right. Do not judge yourself when you feel sadness or fear over death. Always be gentle with yourself and accept your emotions in peace. But also, be willing to remember that the emotions you experience are the effects of forgetfulness. And what you have forgotten is truth. As you rest yourself in quiet, seek the memory of truth. It shall be restored to you. In its restoration, all sadness and fear shall gently be replaced by peace and a quiet trust in God as all that truly is. So, again, I mean, this is just so on point for me, because it's like, you know, whether it's fear of death, or joy over selling your house, right? It's like you're experiencing you're go on and experience your emotions. Don't try to get rid of them. Don't try and transcend them, surpass them, right? Deny them, repress them. Don't do any of that. Experience your emotions, but recognize that they result from this belief that you are a character in the world. Okay? Just recognize that's why your emotions seem to vary. Like why one day you seem to be joyous and the next day you seem to be suicidal. Just recognize them for what they are. And it says, as you rest in quiet, seek the memory of truth. So it's just, you know, it's just like A Course in Miracles said, bring it to me. You know, bring it to the Holy Spirit. Give it to the Holy Spirit. Sit with the Holy Spirit and look at it. Seek the memory of truth. So even in my deepest despair or my greatest joy over what seems to be occurring in my world, in either of those situations, what's critical is for me to remember that those things are not really that those things are not my truth, that the source of those things is the fact that I think I'm the character, are the effects of forgetfulness, right? So just recognize their source and recognize that that's not your truth and ask to be shown the truth. That's it. Whether it's, you know, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, just recognize that your good day or bad day, quote unquote, good or bad day, is not caused by the world, right? It's not. It's simply an effect of believing in the reality of the world. That's it. Because if you believe in the reality of the world, you have forgotten what everything is. I was going to say who you are, but certainly who you are, but what everything is, because it's all God-godding. It's all lifing, right? It's all you being. There's only one thing going on here.
All right. Yeah, and I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. Thanks for the warning.
To me, this is this is once again setting us up for the miracle. Remember that the emotions you experience are the effects of forgetfulness. So, if you're having quote unquote bad emotions, then they're fear based emotions. If they're fear based emotions, then the Holy Spirit's saying, there's another way to see this.
Right.
That's what you're saying. Not just that I'm a character in the world, but the whole premise of all of it is fear based. And there's another way of seeing it. And earlier in this passage, obviously, you know, we read about the contemplative life. So if we find ourselves in a scenario, a fear, where our emotions have become fear-based, we can give that over to the contemplative process, giving it over to God, and know that there's another way to see this and be illuminated. As we realize that there is another way to see it, that our fear means we have misperceived.
Thank you, Connie.
I think
you're okay. Good. Thank you. All right. Okay. We are on page 367 of NTI, First Thessalonians, chapter 5. Let me talk to you about your fear. for fear may be the greatest hindrance to love. Fear, when given power by you, seems to have the power to keep you from me. Seems to have the power to keep you from me, which is to keep you forgetful of the law of love. The law of love is connection at the most fundamental level of being. Again, the law of love is connection at the most fundamental level of being. That's lovely. The law of love says that all that is as it is. Because that is all that can truly be. Anything else is illusion. Wow. Yeah, we're back to just that celebration of everything. Not needing anything to be different. The law of love says that all that is as it is. Because that is all that can truly be. Anything else is illusion. Fear maintains that illusion is true, and sin, or separation, is the basic law of life, which is why all life must end in death. When you choose fear as a belief that you listen to, you choose to believe that you are separate. You choose to believe that you are separate, which means...
There's that character or person that you were pointing out earlier. The separateness is the person or the character, right?
Right. Right. Absolutely. When you choose fear as a belief that you listen to, you choose to believe that you are separate, which means you choose to deny all that is.
And all that you are.
Right. If it is your choice to deny all that is and the law of love, you will live within the truth, but you will not see it because you have decided to look away. We just talk about that all the time, don't we? About how it's all a matter of focus. You know, you'll get the proof that you seek. You want to see yourself because of who we are. You want to see yourself as something else. You have that power. That's what all this is about. That's what we've been doing all this time.
Yeah, that's what the experience is. Holy Spirit staying here, right?
Right. So
the basic law of life.
So this is the shift in perception that A Course in Miracles talks about.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
It's the miracle, yeah. That is what A Course in Miracles calls a miracle, isn't it? Shift in perception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. A shift in perception away from fear towards love.
There you go.
Is the miracle.
If it is your choice to deny all that is and the law of love, you will live within the truth, but you will not see it because you have decided to look away. Fear is a mirage that keeps you focused on mirages. In fear, you firmly hide your head from truth. But hiding from truth within a pool of mirages does not change the truth. The truth is what it is, and you are a part of it. Therefore, look up from your hiding place and beyond the mirages that frighten you. Look at the peacefulness all around where you stand and know you are forever safe within the peaceful memory yourself.
Truth is true.
And nothing else is true. Yeah, and it's so funny because the tendency historically for me, and I'm sure for you, the knee-jerk reaction is to go, I'm not bad. I didn't, I know, I know, yeah. You got to forgive everything, right? I wasn't mad at her when she said that. So really, the tendency is to be in denial, to hide it even from ourselves, maybe even particularly from ourselves, right? What it is that we're really believing in, what it is we're really investing in.
That Laura Dern had that. I don't think it stayed on TV for a long time. Had that that show Enlightenment,
Yes.
and it was the unhealed healer. That the show was all about the unhealed healer, and yeah, it would have been, this would have been right out of the script where she would have denied that she had these emotions in order to be spiritual. And of course, you're exactly right. What this is saying is, you got to be real where you are right now. If you're having that emotion, those emotions of fear, then you just got to know that there's another way of looking at this. Because fear is a mirage that keeps you focused on the mirages.
Yeah, it's another way of saying the thing that we often talk about when we talk about, stepping out of that perceptual loop. Right. But I don't know why this is so hard for me. I guess it's because I'm afraid that I'll get it wrong. But it's what I think I see, what I see I experience, what I experience I think. That's the loop, right? So you keep looking out there and you go, oh man, I'm afraid that if I don't take this action or say something nasty or attempt to control the situation or whatever it is, that I'll end up not okay. Right? So it's, you can see that
Right.
loop just feed on itself and feed on itself because you're investing in the idea that it's real, that you could ever be threatened, you need to be a certain way, right? That there's a you and a them, all of it. It's all an investment with one fear thought. You invest in the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about that because it might be true.
So, therefore, look up from your hiding place and beyond the mirages that frighten you. Look at the peacefulness all around where you stand. Know you are forever safe within the peaceful memory of yourself. Be with yourself on this path of remembering, and be gentle with those who reflect your thoughts to you. Those bastards who are out to get me. But no, this is talking about brothers, and note that it's saying, no, what you're seeing is what you believe in, right? It is this I
What
do
you
to
think you,
myself, and this I,
yeah.
therefore, this I can undo, right?
Yeah, what you just said about the loop, what I think I see. So if I'm thinking it, my brother's got to act it out. My projection's going to play out.
Yeah, and I got to tell you that once you start being willing to see your flaws, to face the fear instead of denying it, it becomes easier and easier to see how all that crap out there is really just a projection. It becomes easier and easier to see the role that I play in that. Yeah. That it is really is just all me.
Which is the role of separation in the egoic mind. I'm not that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you're thinking that, you're part of it.
Yeah, and you know, both Jeff Foster and Byron Katie talk about it's really quite lovely when people criticize them, like, you know, you're a liar, where they look at themselves and they go, can I find a place in me where I am, where I have been less than truthful, you know, where I have lied, you know, so that, I don't think they necessarily sell it quite this way, but if you're hearing it, maybe it's a good thing to go in and look, look at, right? Instead of going, no, I'm not, really too,
yeah.
I mean, that's accepting it, embracing it, and I'm hearing it come out of your mouth, so maybe it's worth looking at here.
Right, so it's part of that just accepting what is. So you think I'm a liar, so yeah, somewhere in the world I've been a liar. I had a liar in my life. So there's, I'm accepting what you say is to be true. Okay, I'm a liar, tell me more.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, which sounds like, I mean, you know that scene in Revolver where Jake is at the end of the bed going, oh, you're such a better man than I am, please accept. And Ego's going, shut up! I'm not a liar! Yeah. All right. Be gentle with yourself on this path of remembering. And be gentle with those who reflect your thoughts to you. Remember the purpose of peace and the purpose of lack of peace. Peace is the path of remembering. Again. Peace is gratitude and loving what is, right? Peace is gentle gratitude. Peace is love for all that is. We were told back here on page 364. Peace is gentle gratitude. Peace is love for all that is. So, I'm going to start this paragraph again. Be gentle with yourself on this path of remembering, and be gentle with those who reflect your thoughts to you. Remember the purpose of peace and the purpose of lack of peace. Peace is the path of remembering. Lack of peace is evidence that you have momentarily strayed from your path.
A barometer.
Yeah, a barometer. Therefore, it is a barometer, a reminder, to put forgetfulness aside and to step joyously on the path of peace again.
How easy is that? Mm-hmm. I'm in peace. Oh, I'm not? Okay. Remember, go back to peace.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, and we've talked about this, we talk about these same truths over and over and over again in so many different ways, which is helpful, you know, to get it from all those different angles. But we also talk about this as choosing the higher vibration, right? There's,
right.
You can always choose either the lowest vibrational thought or the highest vibrational thought, and that's what this is an invitation to do. What's the highest vibrational thought? To realize that this is not the truth, right? And to return to peace.
I'm misperceiving.
Lack of peace is evidence that you have momentarily strayed from your path. Therefore, it is a reminder to put forgetfulness aside and to step joyously on the path of peace again. Be joyful in celebration of the remembrance of truth. Love your brothers as yourself, because they are. Walk the way of peace and gratitude, and let the memory of truth sweep over you.
Please.
Do not accept temptation to deny the interruptions to peace. Pick them up and look at them in joy. For you have recognized that which you were tempted to deny. Do not deny the thought that has occurred, and do not accept it. Set it aside because it is not true. and continue joyously on the path of peace. And again, that's just, you know, it's like losing interest in the story. It's, you know, it's recognizing it's only script. It's recognizing it's none of my business.
If it isn't true, why would you give it any real merit? You just say, oh, well, that's not true, and move on.
Yeah. Exactly. So do not deny it. Do not accept it. Just set it aside because it's not true. Truth for truth's sake. And continue joyously on the path of peace. May you live in peace always, extending peace through your every breath. Remember who you are with all that you experience, and you keep within the forefront of your mind that God is only love, and love is all that you experience. Amen.
You're such a good teacher, Jack.
Aw, you are. Says you. I love you, Connie. I love you guys. Listen, we're out of time. So, what'd you say? Did you say great?
I say good night. Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to teach, but I would learn.
Amen. Amen. We love you guys. We'll see you next time, and I guess I'll do it live in person. I'll be in Louisville. Yay! For my little sister's wedding. So, we'll see you. We'll see you next Tuesday night. We'll actually be in the room together. Yay! Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.